Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the CMOS Boss Show. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk on the video game series Titanfall. Now, yes, there's only two Titanfall games that's out, but it's just crazy that this is the one game I feel that would save EA as a company. And I feel that they're trying to hold off on this game until the very last minute. But my thing is this. People gotta stop doing stuff like that. You gotta stop waiting until the very last minute to do some stuff. Because at that point, when you wait until the fans ain't gonna be wanting to wait until the last minute. They're all like, either you do that stuff now, or whenever you decide to do it, we gonna be fooling around with something else. We ain't gonna be waiting on your guys' time. You're on our time, all right? So, and it's crazy to think, like, developers don't think along those lines. They're all like, oh yeah, we can put out as much content as we possibly can with Apex Legends because, oh, we still got people doing YouTube videos, TikToks, and streams and all that stuff. I guarantee you, and I promise you, if everybody just stopped one day and was all like, no, until you guys say or do something with Titanfall, and that's usually what it has to take. When you see people team together and come together on some stuff, oh yeah, that's when people start talking. That's when they're all like, okay, we're backed into a corner. We gotta say something. We gotta do something because if we don't, then yeah, that's all our fans gone. So, but anyways, no, yeah, let's talk on the history of the Titanfall games, because to me, it seems like that a lot more should have been done since, because, I mean, yeah, it's a, this year will be 10 years since, no, actually, hold on for a second, when did Titanfall 1 come out? Titanfall 1 came out last month would officially mark it 10 years since the first Titanfall game came out. And to me, that's just crazy. That's just crazy to think that it's been 10 years and we've only got 2.5 games from the Titanfall series. I guess because I'm including Apex Legends since they kind of got like some stuff that's it's a spinoff pretty much. It's a spinoff of the Titanfall series. But I wanted to talk on Apex Legends, so I will talk on that game at some point in time. But no, let's overall talk on Titanfall and then Titanfall 2 and then talk on Apex Legends. So yeah, Titanfall 1, when that game came out, I don't even think I had played it when it very first had came out. I think I kind of waited a little bit on it. I think it was a Games with Gold thing on Xbox. Like, it was like the free game of the month. So I eventually did download it. I played it and I was like, wow, this game is actually solid. Like, no, this game is good. I even think I tried to put my friends on playing it and stuff because I was like, wow, this game is really good. And that was the mode that I liked the most, was that Horde mode where it was like you are just going up against like waves of enemies and stuff. So I was like, oh, I like this. This is what I can work with. This is what I like right now. Okay, cool. I remember I played so much of the first Titanfall. I was like, yeah, bro, it's gonna probably be a while before I play any other games and stuff. Like, I did have other games, but I had to make time for Titanfall and stuff. So anyways, fast forward 2 years later, Titanfall 2 comes out. I was trying to play that game. I was trying to get content out of that game, but I couldn't because of the gear that I had at the time. Yeah, it wasn't content creating gear. This was like get you down the street type gear. Like the content creating gear that I had at the time being when I did eventually get Titanfall 2. Yeah, it wasn't good, bro. But anyways, but no, then last year I did play and beat Titanfall 2. And I'm like, wow, the story was, because the first one didn't have no story. It was just multiplayer and stuff. So, and then they had like that co-op mode. So yeah, when Titanfall 2, when that game came out, and I'm all like, bruh, the crazy thing is like at times, they'll be selling that game for dirt cheap. Dirt cheap, bro. No, let me just go on Steam real quick. Let me just see what they got going on Steam, because Titanfall. Oh, okay. So they do have it where it's like at a normal, and that's crazy how it's at an overwhelmingly positive rating on Steam, bro. The recent reviews, over 3,000 recent reviews, and overwhelmingly positive. That's where Titanfall 2 is at right now. I'm gonna get to Apex. Oh, trust me, I'm gonna get to Apex, but that's just crazy to me that's where that game is at right now. And it's crazy that they didn't even really do a whole lot with it. That's the part that trips me out. I'm like, nah, bruh, you guys should have definitely did a lot more with Titanfall 2, because that's insane. But no, let's see. They do have both Titanfalls. Dang, mostly negative? Why is this game at a mostly negative? That's crazy. There's like, I think the game don't work no more. There's like, can sell a game that's, oh, there is all like, oh no, you can't, yeah, there is like, you can't even play or buy this game and stuff. So, but I guess like it makes sense. But pretty much like everything that was in Titanfall 1, it's in Titanfall 2. So it's like, yeah, you're not even really missing that. I guess, yeah, because there's like EA. I was like, I don't know what they got going on. But dang, yeah, it was like, yeah, mostly negative, bruh. But, it's like, I think there's like, yeah, servers, bad servers, look like some people are saying stuff about hackers and stuff. All right, so yeah, they had some stuff going on with that first Titanfall. I like the first Titanfall. I never really had to deal with those servers. When I played the first Titanfall, it was not too long after it had came out and stuff. So, but anyways, yeah, so Titanfall 1, good. Titanfall 2, amazing. I was like, nah, bro, playing this story, that was the one thing that I didn't like, was that the story went by so quick. I was like, fam, I was streaming this game not too long ago, and I'll probably end up uploading those streams at some point in time on my gaming channel. But anyways, so I'm playing Titanfall 2, having an amazing time, enjoying the story, and then at some point in time, the credits start rolling. I'm like, bro, what did I just play? This felt like, you know how like there's some games out there where it'll feel like you're kind of watching a movie and stuff. I felt like I watched the first episode of a TV show, and not like no 1 hour long TV show. No, one of those like 30 minute TV shows with a lot of commercial breaks. I'm saying like, bro, that game went by quick. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if this would have been at a point in time when I wasn't a content creator or wasn't really recording content like that and was just playing the game, I think I would have been a little upset, because no doubt about it, I probably would have beaten that game within a week. I mean, yeah, they got like the multiplayer content, the co-op mode and stuff, but I'm like, bro, I like a game where it has a lot of single player stuff. So at some point in time, if you guys do decide, so I guess before I do talk on Apex Legends, if you guys ever do decide to release a Titanfall 3, because that's what the gaming streets want. The gaming streets want a Titanfall 3. I don't know why you guys are holding off on the Titanfall 3, but I'm like, bruh. And the thing is this, EA, let's just look up EA games and all the different games that they got going on right now, because it's just crazy to me where it's like, you got all these games, right? Release. So let's just look from, okay, so it's like they're not showing like all the games that they released and stuff, but overall it's like you got a lot of games. Okay, you got a lot of games from I wish they just had it like in order of like, okay, list of games that Electronic Arts, so 2019 to 2020. Okay, so you guys released quite a few games. I'm not even gonna count, because I was like, they released quite a few games from 2019 to 2020 and stuff. Or 2010 to 2019, and then 2020, like, present day. But it's like, you guys done came out with all these different games, and you, one would think, okay, come out. This is what I would personally recommend for EA. Come out with one UFC game, okay? Let that be the last game that you guys come out with. Come out with one Madden game. Let that be the last game you guys come out with. Basketball, whatever games that you guys want to work on, golf, racing, all that stuff. Come out with one game. That's it. And then from that point forward, work on Titanfall 2. But here's what I would personally like to see in Titanfall 2. Definitely would like to see more Titan, different Titans and stuff. Like, I mean, like Titans that could just do a bunch of different crazy things. So yeah, more Titans. A super long story. I'm saying, I'm trying to like have it where this story mode, it's the longest story mode in video game history. That's where that story mode needs to be at, okay? The co-op mode, maybe change it up a little bit, have it where it's like, you know, some co-op missions, but still have like that OG co-op mode. And then yeah, with multiplayer, I mean, you know, have like a you know, where it's like, I wonder if they ever did have like one where it was like Titans against Titans, or if it was, because they should do that. Titans against Titans, people against people. But yeah, just have it where it's a game worth playing, you know, not some old like, oh, let's just slap something together just so we can shut the crowd up. No, put something together and put it together so good to where it's like, hey, you guys are chilling. You do not need to come out with another Titanfall game. We're good with this, okay? Y'all are chilling, all right? Why can we not have that? Why is it that we have to have... Now, let's start talking about Apex Legends, because that's a game where I'm like, you know, when that game did very first come out, I remember playing it. And then at some point in time, I think I remember finding out, like, oh, this is supposed to be like a Titanfall like spinoff and things. Okay, cool. No biggie about it. No problems about it and stuff. So I was a fan of Apex Legends when it originally had came out. I thought it was a solid game. I liked that. I thought it was chilled and stuff. Reminded me a little bit of Titanfall and things. And then as the time went on, and then at some point in time, because I did play a lot of Apex Legends, like compared to Titanfall 2, like at the time being, yeah, I had a lot more hours into Apex Legends than I did Titanfall 2, and probably even Titanfall 1. So, but anyways, I stopped playing the game. And then at times I would sit down and think of like how good Titanfall was and stuff. And so anyways, then I did play Titanfall 2, and I'm like thinking to myself, you mean to tell me that EA, there's no issues that with releasing Apex Legends, but you mean to tell me that you guys put 100% of your attention in this game when you very well could have released a Titanfall 3? What? And this is where the ratings are at with Apex Legends. Mostly positive and mixed. This is a game that came... that game did not. Oh, it must have came out on PC in 2020. But there's no way possible that game came out in 2020. I remember playing that game long before 2020 and stuff. So, anyways, spinoffs. When did that game officially release? So it released on PS4, Windows, and Xbox One, 2019. Okay, there we go. And then 2022, PS5, Xbox. So it wasn't even really a release. I think I remember when they just slapped on the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X and S like emblems and stuff on the game. So it wasn't really a re-release, not that I would say and stuff. But my thing is this. In my opinion, it's getting to a point in time where Apex Legends is getting old and you guys gotta work on something else. Like, you guys should not be giving this game the Grand Theft Auto 5, Skyrim treatment, where you're releasing this game on every platform to come out. I'm like, bro, release a new game. Stop releasing the same game. I don't get why people be doing stuff like that. You got a good series that you very well can be working on. But you want to work on the game that it's like, I guarantee and I promise you, if they announce that Titanfall 3 was going to be coming out and it's going to be better than Titanfall 1, 2, and Apex Legends combined, you would definitely have people hooked. You would catch people's attention. And then at that point, when the game does come out, it has to live up to the hype. But my thing is this. If you guys are not going to even release Titanfall 3, then it's like, bro, it's something where it's like, do more with Titanfall 2. Add, like, some DLC missions. You know, it's like, it just trips me out where it's like, this game's been out for all this time, and all that game, all the stuff that it got, let me just see real quick. I don't even think it was stuff where it was like new missions and stuff. Like, the DLCs, browse all 5 DLCs. So, yeah, it was just different Titans, but it wasn't like new missions and things. Yeah, they didn't say, what's this? Maybe this is, it's just, no. It's just like skin things for your Titan. But anyways, yeah, it's just skin things for the Titan. It ain't like new missions and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, like, fam, you know, I get that you're trying to get all creative and stuff with the Titans, but it's like, okay, change up the Titans. Maybe add like a new Titan or something, you know, or different characters. But here's what I would personally like. I would like if they were to come out with a Titanfall 3, they should have it where it's like, maybe not the beginning of the war, but they should have it where it's like, you know, it's this big old, like, I mean, a big giant game. I'm saying like Call of Duty, like 100 something gigabytes, if they want to, you know. But anyways, no, a big giant game where it has all this content in it. I mean, content for, no, not even days, content for years, bro. Content to where it's like, I'll play this game, get half, thinking I ain't got halfway through it, and somebody's all like, nah, bro, you still in the tutorial. I'm like, what you mean I'm still in the tutorial? I thought I was, what's this part then? There's like, oh yeah, that's just the first story. No, Titanfall 3, it got 100 stories. So yeah, you're just still in the tutorial state. That's the conversation I'm trying to have with that, with people, if they do come out with a Titanfall 3. You know, but they should have it where it's like, you create a soldier, and then you, I mean, if they wanted to add some stuff in there, you can, like, customize, I mean, like, build your own Titan or something. Yeah, they should even have it where it's like, that's the mission, where it's like, you know, you're building a super Titan and things, but you gotta go around and do all these other different crazy missions, and, yeah, all this extra stuff. But yeah, they should just have it where you're doing that. Like, have, like, 4 different story missions or something, you know, where it's like, you're playing as an assault soldier, then you play as a recon soldier, then you play as a Titan soldier, and then you play as a helicopter soldier or something, you know, like, where it's like, yeah, you just go. But I guarantee you, and I promise you, if they were to do something like that, there is no way possible that do that, come out with a lot of content for the co-op players, and then a lot of multiplayer content. I'm telling you right now, Titanfall 3 would no doubt about it be game of the year. It would no doubt about it be game of the year. I guarantee and I promise you that, all right? So, but anyways, yeah, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on the podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.